And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Western nations of double standards for speaking out against Iran over its weekend attacks on Israel, but not condemning Israel for targeting the Iranian consulate in the Syrian capital earlier. In a televised speech on Tuesday, Erdogan also said his government would continue with diplomatic efforts that he says are aimed at de-escalating tensions in the Middle East. The Turkish leader accused Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of escalating tensions to prolong his political life. Efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine are expected to dominate this week's meeting of Group of Seven foreign ministers. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The island of Capri is beefing up security measures on Tuesday ahead of the G7 foreign ministers meeting. Host Italy's top diplomat Antonio Tajani said on Monday that efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine will dominate the meeting.
We are united. This is crucial.
The ministers from major Western powers will present a united front in demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a lack of air defense missiles prevented Ukraine from thwarting a Russian missile attack last week that destroyed the biggest power plant in the region around the capital, Kyiv, he said in an interview with PBS on Monday. The power plant was the biggest energy facility in Kyiv and was built to have a capacity of 1,800 megawatts, more than the pre-war needs of Ukraine's biggest city. This is VOA News. The first seven jurors for Donald Trump's hush money trial have been chosen after lawyers grilled members of the jury pool about their social media posts, political views, and personal lives. The questioning was designed to help decide whether they can sit in fair judgment of the former U.S. president. 11 more people still need to be picked before opening statements begin as early as next week. Nigeria's president, Bolo Tinubu, says the country will no longer pay ransom to armed gangs for kidnapping and extortion as activists commemorated the 10th anniversary of the infamous kidnapping of 276 schoolgirls from the town of Chibok. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
President Bolo Tinubu's opinion piece for Newsweek magazine titled 10 Years Since Chibok, Nigeria Will No Longer Pay the Price, was published Monday. In it, Tinubu said ransom payments to gangs only encouraged gangs to commit more crime. The president said, instead of ransom, perpetrators of the violence will receive the security services' counteractions. He cited the recent rescue of 137 school students kidnapped in Kaduna State. Their abductors had demanded $600,000 in ransom, but the president said no ransom was paid. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
A high-level pledging conference co-sponsored by Ethiopia, Britain, and the United Nations is seeking $3.2 billion to provide life-saving humanitarian aid for millions of Ethiopians suffering from conflict and back-to-back climate shocks. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Last month's UN-backed $3.2 billion humanitarian response plan is less than 5% funded. This is far from enough to address the dire needs of 15.5 million people in Ethiopia. Ambassador Shifra Tekle-Mariam is commissioner of the Ethiopian Disaster Risk Management Commission. He says he hopes today's event will turn things around and donor nations will provide critical life-saving support to Ethiopia. Failure to do so, he warns, will have serious consequences. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Peru has defended its decision to, before a human rights court, to free ex-president Alberto Fujimori from prison after he only served part of a 25-year sentence for crimes against humanity. Fujimori was sent to prison in 2009 over massacres committed by army death squads in 1991 and 1992, in which 25 people, including a child, were killed in supposed anti-terrorist operations. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.